Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football inclusive. Welcome to another edition of All Access Football. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Today we're going down a different path. Usually we have players already in college, but today we take a special moment and talk to two brothers, twins in fact, Demetrius Davis and Chris Davis. They're currently at Austin Town Fitch, and that's in Austin Town, Ohio, but these gentlemen are making their way towards Pitt next season where they'll be freshmen. Guys, thanks a lot for coming on the show. We usually have guys in college. We have pro guys, agents, but this is the first time I've had two kids in high school that are making their path towards college. I usually say path towards the draft, but I think that's going to be something for you guys that comes up a couple years from now. But congratulations to you both. I know you just announced that you guys were going to go to Pitt. Talk a little bit about it. And first, let the people know when you talk, let them know that, you know, that they know who you're talking to. But if one of you want to take this question right off the bat, I mean, what kind of led you to Pitt? Because I know you had a lot of offers, Iowa, Arkansas, several schools. So Demetrius or Chris, take that question.
Hi, I'm Chris Davis. What led me to Pitt basically was just the coaching staff. It was somewhere I felt like I wanted to be, just like the community. And I love the fans.
Nice. And Demetrius, your thoughts?
The offense that they run, I mean, I know we were both going to call for slots, so I mean, it was just a good offense. The last couple of years, they've been leading top in the nation in passing yards, so the offense sold me.
Excellent. And, yeah, for the listeners out there, both these guys play wide receiver. Todd Graham steps in for Dave Wansash, who stepped down. Graham, when he got to the podium on day one at Pitt, he said this is going to be one of the most explosive offenses in the nation. So did you kind of read into that? And I'm sure he had nothing but good things to say, like, hey, this is where we're going to take you guys in a few years. Did him having that offensive philosophy help you back that idea to go to Pitt?
Yes, because, I mean, when he was at Tulsa, he had three receivers over 1,000 yards. So I just felt like that would be the best spot for the both of us to succeed.
Excellent. Looks at these guys. They know that he already had Tulsa. He had 3,000-yard receivers. Impressive stuff. I'm interested to get your take. I mean, like I said, usually we're a year advanced from this. You know, guys are actually coming out of college. You're going into it. With 1 year of high school left, I mean, what's the mindset going into your final year of high school football, knowing that, you know, big-time college football is a year away?
We just wanted to focus on our senior season, so that's why we committed early. We just want to focus on our team to a state championship and just having a good year, having fun.
Yeah, and who was that? Was that Chris or Demetrius?
Demetrius.
Chris, your thoughts?
What was the question again?
Just your thoughts of this going into your final year of high school football. I mean, how's your mindset change a little bit that know that you have that big stage waiting for you when you get done playing?
Yeah, just basically, like what Demetrius said, I just wanted to get it all over with so I can basically focus on my team. So I won't have reporters and all that calling me or colleges.
Excellent. And once again, you're listening to All Access Football with Demetrius Davis, Chris Davis, twin brothers at Austin Town Fitch High School. They're making their way towards the Big East, the Pitt Panthers, Todd Graham, that offense. It's going to be a very explosive time, and Pitt definitely has things in the right direction. I'm interested to ask this question as well, guys. Were you guys always kind of a step ahead when you guys start playing Little League and all this stuff? I mean, were you guys always, like, just a better athlete, or did you kind of grow into that role?
This is Chris. When we were in Little League, we weren't always the best, but I think in middle school, that's when you saw us, like, basically pull away from everyone and kind of almost be the best on the team.
Nice. Demetrius, your thoughts?
I say the same thing as Chris. I mean, we weren't the best in Little League or nothing like that, but we started pulling away once we started lifting and all that type stuff. So, yeah.
And I mean, and for people who don't know your family or anything, I mean, I think your dad looks like a clone of Clinton Portis. He's a big man. And I know he does a lot to get you guys to where you're at. How influential has he been in this process as you guys grow as football players and young men?
This is Chris. He just, this whole process, he's been good. He's been calling all the coaches for us. He helps us with speed training, and we lift every day after practice, before practice, whenever.
Nice. Demetrius?
I just feel he helps us keep our heads on straight. Like throughout this whole recruiting process, he's been there throughout every step, making sure we're doing everything right.
And you guys are kind of on the cusp of I know like the Sporting News, several magazines are starting to put out publications, Rivals. I know you guys were both 3-4 star guys, ESPN 3-4 star guys. Scout, the same thing. Is it kind of amazing that high school football has even gotten to the level where they're putting out, you know, publications that go across the country, or you can go on major websites to find out, you know, who the best players are in the States? I mean, do you kind of like look at it and go, I can't believe it's this nuts? And then you get to the next level, so even going to get crazier?
It's Demetrius. Yeah, I just think it's just crazy how big high school football is becoming now. I mean, back then, like my dad said, he said it wasn't really that big. I mean, kids are getting exposure, and like what we're doing right now on the radio, that's just, like, crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, yeah. I mean, just like you said, I mean, we're doing a show now, and the whole world can listen to two kids in Austintown Fitch, not yet even at Pitt, but people are going to be familiar with you. I mean, you guys... I mean, it wasn't that long ago. You guys were just probably playing with your buddies. We call it that backyard moment. I mean, that backyard moment for you, who did you emulate? Who did you want to be growing up when you had that ball in your hand?
This is Chris. I always wanted to be like Emmitt Smith. I don't know. I just loved him when he played. Yeah.
Wow. Demetrius?
I always wanted to be like a Mike Vick type guy. I saw him in college 1 year, and I liked him ever since, just scrambling, throwing, everything like that. So I like this game.
And Chris, you'll be happy to know you keep a tradition alive on the show. Almost every guy that comes on the show, you'd be surprised how many Deion Sanders we get, and they could even be offensive tackles at this stage. But when they were young, they wanted to be Deion. But if they don't say Deion, half of them say Emmitt Smith. So that's where I was going with that. A ton of guys say Emmitt Smith, and it's amazing that when you said Emmitt Smith, I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Really? Nobody can say something different? But Vic, I've had a couple Vics, but Emmitt and Deion, they run the roost when it comes to this. Once again, we're listening to All Access Football. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. We're joined with two brothers, twins, in fact. They're going to be making their way to the Big East next year to play for the Pitt Panthers and Todd Graham's explosive offense yet to be seen. Demetrius Davis and Chris Davis. Currently, they're at Austintown Fitch High School, and if you're not familiar with the area, Youngstown, Ohio, the Mahoning, Trumbull County, a ton of football talent comes out of this area. And obviously, you guys are probably aware of all the great players that have come before you. Do you kind of take a little bit of pride knowing that you're coming out of this Still Valley and there's, you know, all the guys that have come to kind of keep this Youngstown name going?
I just feel like that I'm just trying to do it for Youngstown. I mean, I just want to show people there's talent here. There's talent in Ohio as well. Yeah.
And how about guys you've gone up against? No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's Demetrius. It's just good being in this area, like talent's coming out of this area. It's getting this area exposure and getting it known, putting it on a map.
Nice. And your mom and dad, I mean, Pitt's only about an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 15 minutes away. I mean, you think they're going to be two people that are in the stands every single Saturday when you guys are playing your home games?
This is Chris. That's another reason why I chose Pitt, just because, I mean, it's big for my family to all come, and my parents, and I think they'll all be there every weekend.
Nice. And did you guys ever consider not going to the same college, or was that kind of something you kind of had your mind made up that, you know, you were going to try to play at the same school? Was that anything you considered, or, I mean, was that a half, or, like, had to be that way, or was a something where guys might go your different way?
This is Demetrius. We from the beginning, we always just planned on going to the same school, no matter what. So, I mean, any other offer that came in that both of us didn't get, we really didn't even look at it too much like that.
Nice, nice. And looking back at, you know, your college, or if your college, I'm so used to saying that, looking back at your high school career, is there one game you guys could take back? If there's one game that you wanted to win more than any, is there any, like, game that kind of stands out more than any?
This is Chris. It was one against, and we were in the playoffs last year, the one game that stood out was Solon. I think we got to get them back.
The major?
I don't really have one game I want to get back. I say I want to play McKinley again. It's always fun playing them. It's always a challenge, and it's fun. I mean, it's always a war. It's like our rivalry.
And the other night, I went to the U2 concert. It was in Heinz Field, and I was kind of walking around the stadium, and they have a great pit display with all the greats: Mark May, Tony Dorsett, Dick Marino, all the best, Larry Fitzgerald. And I took a picture of this just for you guys. It says, "The University of Pittsburgh's rich football tradition boasts some of the most decorated players on the college gridiron. The Outland Trophy, Lombardi Award, the Biletnikoff, something you guys are going to be chasing, the Maxwell Award." Do you even get that far ahead in your mindset, you know, the dream that high? You know, I mean, you know, like, I want to be, you know, a Heisman winner. I want to be a number one pick. I want to be in the NFL. I mean, how far do your dreams take you at this age?
This is Chris. My dreams take me, I mean, I always wanted to just be a pro football player. I know it's hard work gets you there, so I'm going to just keep working hard.
Nice. Demetrius?
Ever since, like, middle school, I worked hard. I lifted and all that to get to high school in that level. Now I'm lifting and all that and trying to get to college level. So I'm just working my way up and just trying to get on the field.
Nice. And as twin brothers, I actually had a pair of twins that went to a school up in Minnesota. It was a small D2 school. And sometimes they would mess around. One played offense and the other played defense, so they would sometimes, identical twins, they would, change helmets, but go out and, practice. Have you guys ever done anything that at the high school level, kind of toy around with the coaches, maybe be the other one without them knowing?
This is Chris. Our coaches all basically kind of could tell us apart just by how we act.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
So how are you guys different? What's going to separate? I mean, you know, for people who don't know you, I mean, you know, to see you guys, you're going to look like twins. But, I mean, what's the difference? I mean,
athletic ability-wise, you really can't separate us apart. But I'm probably a little, like, half an inch taller, and we have different tattoos. So it's kind of a way.
Personality-wise, you guys pretty dead on. Would your mom say you're both the same personality, or are you guys kind of different there, too?
Pretty much the same.
Excellent. Well, hey, we appreciate you guys taking some time. Join us here on All Access Football. I can say this was a first for me. I've never had two recruits heading off to big-time school. But, you know, you're local kids, and I wanted to give you some love. And like I said, and can't wait to see you guys. When do you guys start your two-a-days and stuff? August?
The first.
We start them on
Monday.
Monday.
Nice. Hopefully it'll cool down because it's been hot lately. So, hey, stay healthy, stay positive, stay on the right track. And like I said, I can't wait to follow you guys, and I really can't wait to see you at Pitt a year from now and see what you guys are about to do at the school. But once again, Demetrius Davis and Chris Davis, kind enough to join us here on All Access Football. If you miss this show in its entirety, you simply go to www.nfldraftbible.com. There you can listen to podcasts that iPod it, however you wish, but you can listen to the show in its entirety there. And once again, gentlemen, we appreciate you taking some time and coming on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. Yep. Once again, Demetrius and Chris Davis, we appreciate them taking some time. If you want to catch up on all the latest free agents news, free agent signings, no matter if they're veterans, stars, undrafted guys, simply go to www.nfldraftbible.com. And we just want to give a shout-out to Austin Town Fitch and two young men that are on the right path, two guys who are going to make a nice little career for themselves, Demetrius Davis and Chris Davis. As always, thanks for listening. Make sure you tune in for more of All Access Football.